Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the Midday News. A gigantic fire ravaged a residential tower of West London early this morning. The human toll is still provisional but consequential. Many are dead, about 50 wounded, and the number of missing people remains undetermined for the time being. The 27-story building burned in the middle of the night. According to authorities, several people are still inside, trapped by the smoke that has invaded the building. The complexity of the premises makes the work of firefighters very difficult. There are more than 200 mobilized on site. We do not know for the moment the cause of the fire. In France, a man is still missing in Haute-Loire following the weather that struck yesterday the department. The 27-year-old farmer was swept away by the rising waters. Thunderstorms should be back as soon as this afternoon. 12 departments of Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes are under orange alert, as well as the Nièvre and the Saône-et-Loire. There are high temperature alerts as well. It will be very hot today in France, mainly in the south. 37 degrees peaks are expected this afternoon, especially in the Gard and Haute-Garonne. And this was one of the key promises of candidate Macron. The bill on the improvement of ethical standards of public life was presented this morning during the Council of Ministers as the Canard Enchaîné made new revelations about the case that embarrasses the Modem. The weekly newspaper refers to an assistant of Marielle de Sarnez, paid by the European Parliament, but who was in fact a close collaborator of François Bayrou. The Minister of Justice, who brought the bill to fruition, says he trusts the ongoing investigation. And angry duck breeders have completely blocked this morning access to the city of Auch in the Gers to claim compensation following the outbreak of avian influenza. The government had promised indemnities for the breeders. And then a few weeks from summer holidays, the Établissement Français du Sang needs you to renew its stock. Today is World Blood Donor Day. 300 collections are organized throughout France. You can find the locations on the EFS's website. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves Radio.